Close your eyes. Remind yourself of the duties that the Buddha sets out for you. We've been concerned about the duties of the day. Duties in the kitchen, duties cleaning up. Now's some time to remember that we have duties with our mind. We're creating suffering in us somehow. We're going to find out why. So we develop the path. So focus on what needs to be done to get the mind to settle down. As the Buddha said, the different factors of the path are all supports for right concentration. So try to get the mind into concentration as best you can. And learn to enjoy it. After all, this is a path that's good in the beginning, good in the middle, good in the end. It's good when you read about it, it's inspiring. As you practice it, it's good. It's not just good for you, but it's also a pleasant path to be on. Right concentration begins with rapture and pleasure. When the mind has had enough rapture and pleasure, then you can settle down in equanimity, a sense of fullness. So take this time to enjoy the path. That helps to motivate you to stick with it. So these are your duties inside. Actually, you should be doing these duties all the time. But when you're sitting here with your eyes closed, you can devote yourself totally to them. It's like you're tuning into the Buddhist channel. There are lots of radio channels out there, lots of radio stations broadcasting all kinds of stuff. You go to the internet, there's even more. Broadcasting all kinds of views, all kinds of ideas of what you should be doing. But remember, the best channel out there is the Buddhist channel. One that reminds you that if you want to put an end to suffering, and it's a goal that's really worthwhile, the Buddha doesn't tell you that you're selfish for trying to put an end to suffering. It doesn't say that you have to put everybody else's needs before your own needs. It's a good goal, because if you engage in the practices that help to put it into suffering, other people will benefit too. And these are your duties. Try to comprehend the suffering so you can abandon the cause. You develop the path so that you can realize the cessation. Those are the duties that the Buddha has been broadcasting now for over 2,600 years. You look around at the world, you tune into his station, you look at the world and you see what's in line with what he has to say. And John Munn was criticized one time for trying to learn the Dharma when he's out in the forest. The idea being that you have to learn the Dharma by studying books. He says, I hear the Dharma all the time. A bird cries, there's truth of suffering. A leaf falls, that's the truth of how things are impermanent. There are Dharma lessons all around if you tune into them. So tune into the Buddhist station. That'll give you some ideas what you really need to do with your life, what you really need to do with your mind right now. The station's been broadcasting for over 2,600 years. The message is always the same, and it's always a good message. As the Buddha said, the Four Noble Truths and their duties are categorical truths, which means they're true across the board, true everywhere and always. So when you tune into this station, you know you have something you can really rely on.